SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and Chinese President Xi have discussed a range of issues in a phone call. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
It was the leaders' first conversation since their November summit in California. A senior administration official says Mr. Biden discussed Taiwan, AI, and security issues, including Beijing's operations in the South China Sea and China's support of Russia's war against Ukraine. Serious challenges remain between the two countries, but U.S. officials are hopeful that ongoing communication between the leaders will lead to cooperation rather than conflict. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, Iran has vowed to respond to a deadly airstrike widely attributed to Israel. The demolished Iran's consulate building in the Syrian capital and killed 8 people, including 2 Iranian generals. The Lebanese terrorist Hezbollah group also pledged punishment and revenge. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money criminal case has expanded the former president's gag order. That's after the former president assailed the judge's daughter and made a false claim about her on social media.
Judge Juan Bichon says his original gag order issued last Tuesday did not include members of his family, but Trump's subsequent actions warrants including them. Bichon says that Trump's pattern of attacking family members of presiding jurists and attorneys assigned to his cases serves no legitimate purpose. Prosecutors urged the judge to clarify or expand his gag order. After Trump wrote on his Truth Social platform that Lauren Michon makes money by working to get Trump and wrongly accused her of posting a social media photo of Trump behind bars. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. In the largest national session of its kind, Prestonwood Baptist Church in suburban Dallas is hosting the Chosen Conference on April 13th, focusing on foster care and adoption. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and other pro-life leaders will speak. Senior Associate Pastor Jonathan Teague tells Tom Tradup of SRN News there are over 30,000 children in foster care in Texas alone.
That's a staggering number. More so is the national number that we're learning. We're hearing reports it's over 400,000 children nationwide. So it's a Texas crisis. It's a national crisis. And Saturday, April 13th, the Chosen Conference at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas, all day long. Got over 50 incredible ministry partners that are joining us. And for us, Tom, we want to amplify the reality of this issue, but we also really want to raise awareness. What is going on in both Texas and beyond?
More information is at prestonwood.org/chosen. This is SRN News. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on the death of the last survivor of the USS Arizona from the Pearl Harbor attack.
Lou Conter was 102. His daughter says Conter passed away at his home Monday in Grass Valley, California, following congestive heart failure. The Arizona lost 1,177 sailors and Marines in the 1941 attack that launched the United States into World War II. The battleship's dead account for nearly half of those killed in the surprise attack. Conter was standing on the main deck of the Arizona as Japanese planes flew overhead at 7:55 a.m. on December 7th that year. I'm Norman Hall.
An attorney for Kansas City Chiefs player Rashee Rice says the wide receiver is cooperating with authorities after a speeding Corvette and Lamborghini sport utility vehicle caused a chain reaction crash. It happened in Dallas. More details at SRNNews.com.